Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another program tonight. So, let's we can open it up for questions tonight, if you wish. So you can call in and request questions. And we'll see what's on the fast chat, first of all. I may or may not go to the Lightship, so I'm not, I don't know quite yet. I've had a long day, and we'll maybe just do some talking here. So, if anybody would like to call in, they can. You can get the phone numbers off the Creation Lightship homepage here on BBS Radio. And we'll see what Carrie's out there. So, you out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi. Welcome, everybody. So it's December. It's December the 3rd already, Saturday night, 2011, and we're on station 2. So if you would like to call in with a question or, of course, type into the fast chat, that would be great. The numbers tonight are 888-429-5471, and the second number would be 530-413-4511. So we'll just have questions about clearings and questions you may have about clearings you'd like to do. If you're wondering whether you want to do them, or you could talk about clearings you've had that have helped you, and you could describe, for we do have quite a few new people listening lately, so those of you who have been working with Ron for a while and have done many clearings, it would be nice to hear from you and hear about your experiences after you've had clearings done, so that new people can get a feel for what each of the clearings do and help you with. There are many to choose from, but as Ron has said quite a lot recently, we don't all need all of them. So if you are new and you're just going onto the site for the first time, it can be a little bit overwhelming when you see the list of services available, the list of clearings available. But perhaps we can have some callers from people who have been around for a while and have done a number of the clearings, so that you can describe which ones have had the biggest impact on you, or maybe you had a few and you didn't feel too much, and then you had one and bingo, it flipped the whole switch inside you and you felt much, much better, because we do have a lot of layers of stuff going on in us, obviously. So, Ron, I'm not seeing any questions right now. I don't know what you'd like to do, if you'd like to do some samples of anything, or let's see, it's just a lot of hellos right now on the fast chat.
We can do let's just do a clearing for being here in the present moment, being in the now. This is on the website here as a free clearing. So let's do that here. So I'll count to 10 to bring your spirit back, and then I'll also count to 10 to bring your body back. So see if your body changes, switches, jerks, or something, to see what's happening. So here we go. This is your spirit being here in the now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to bring your body back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, question from Marcy about what the call was today. That was for people who wanted to enlist to fight the aliens with the United States of America military underground, who these people, normally all of them would be time travelers being brought from the past into the future and back here on our particular timeline. So, this allowed you, if you were on the call, to enlist to fight along with them to terminate aliens and the alien agenda that has overtaken this planet, which is the darkness. So that's what this call was about. I might do another one sometime. I'm not planning it right now at all. So, if you're interested, maybe send me an email maybe in about 2 weeks. And I'll see what I can do to put one together. I have a lot on my plate right now, and I just don't want to hang on to emails and forget somebody. So we're having another clearing, or not a clearing. It's actually a clearing, but I'll phrase it differently. So what we have here on this planet is the alien agenda, and it's taken over this planet into darkness. So there is light here. You know, we all know that from our own spirits of being of light, but they're trapped here and confined here because they got in here somehow, some way. How? I don't know. Everybody normally, you know, when they're conscious, they know they don't want to be here, but they can't get out. So what is being probably created as we speak, if not already created, and this will be part of the ascension process, just an early ascension, we'll say, the light ship is creating a copy, identical copy of the Earth that we live on right now. And it will be of light. What we have here that we're living on is corrupted. We all know that, okay? And so everything here that is corrupted was created by the darkness. So it used to be light, and the darkness took it over. This is what I talk about, or just recently talked about, is this gigantic pool of darkness. It's like a big dung ball, we'll say, so to speak. This big ball is the waste products of the aliens eating people and things of light. And this is how they live, but this is their main material that they use to create with. So they take light and reuse it. And so they use this energy also in everything that you're looking at here. Remember, everything from mind energy that is created is done through darkness. So this is why when we did a clearing for your computer to turn it into light, by taking the clones out of it, people's computers would look different. And your plants would look different. And if you did the a few of the calls that we have on Monday, which is $20 to get rid of clones out of you, you look different too. But everything else here is the cloned reality of holograms. And you're probably well aware of that. So what we're doing now or have done is the Earth either is completed or will be very shortly. And the light is going to create another brand new Earth. Now, the Earth spirit will be pulling out of here. We talked about that because there's placeholders. And it will now go to the new Earth manufactured, created from 100% light, not darkness. So it won't be corrupted. And as the Earth spirit finds its bits and pieces, just like we have to do for ourselves here, getting taken out of the meat grinder and coming back into wholeness somewhat, like when you have the clone clearing, a little piece of you, that one puzzle piece, which might be, you know, 1/1,000,000,000 of you, gets returned to your skeleton. Well, that will now will be also shifted over to the new planet of light. And so each time you do a clearing and have done a clearing in the past, you're going to be able to go to the Earth planet of light. Now, the planet of light may not be here after ascension. So I'm not trying to say that, you know, that the Earth now is going to have a new planet for the people who ascend to go back on it again. No, that's not true. What is true is that in order for the Earth spirit to find itself, it has to be collected somewhere, including yourself, so you can go to the planet of light, which is the Earth. So you're going to have the validation as you do more and more clearings, you're going to be able to see light in more things around you. And like that movie with Robin Williams, something about dreams may come or something like that. You're going to be able to see things probably much more vivid and in color because the darkness only uses odd harmonics to create with. And so they put their creation in odd harmonics, and then they put this energy from their dung pool, we'll call it, gigantic energy field. It's intense. It's bigger than the planet here, and that's what they live on. I can't destroy that because if I destroyed that that pool of these waste products, which has bits and pieces of light in it, which are undetectable and unsalvageable, but they're still there. If I got rid of that, nothing would exist around this planet to be gone completely because that's their manufacturing process and is still connected to everything here. So if I got rid of that, we would not live here. It would be gone. And that would be kind of foolish because we need to collect ourselves to find a clue of where we are here with some light, parts of our light, and we need to find the rest of it. So what I'll have on the website, I'll be putting this up some point, hopefully within a week here, I'm hoping, You're going to have a page you go to. You type your name in, and from there, you're going to be able to type in your clearing that you have had in the past. And that clearing naturally brought you into so much light frequency by releasing clones from you. The light ship has a record of what you have had in the past. This is providing you haven't used, you know, code sent to you by other people, which I call stolen codes or shared codes, because those clearings never worked. That's the only thing I'm going to talk about that. So the clearing that you have paid for and have done, sometimes I have given a few codes to people off and on, but they have to contact me first in the past. And sometimes somebody would say, gee, Ron, I really need this clearing and I don't have enough money, and I just give them a clearing. It happens off and on, like having some people on the conference calls for free who really, really need the clearing. So I do that off and on. But so if I contacted you physically, either through an email or on the telephone, and you did not pay for a clearing, that clearing would work for you. You could put that clearing down. If it came from somebody else sideways, thinking that they're doing you a favor by giving you a clearing because they think that the light is in non-judgment, the light beings are in non-judgment, you had no way to go to the light ship to have that done. So that clearing will not work for you. So just scratch those off your list. And by all means, go back on to the main page for the login and do that special clearing on that, because you need to be uncorded from everybody that was connected to that false information. You don't want to have any negativity brought to you by other people and by having the energies of the light of the darkness connecting to you. So that's what you need to do for that. So all the clearings that you have had that was from true light, from the light ship itself, from the light beams, that will be entered into the next box underneath your name, and the light ship will take that energy from that clearing, because they took clones out of you, and the clone energies then would go right to the planet of light, be a brand new Earth that was created here initially a long time ago, but it'll look like the one here. So it'll be this planet here of light that the Earth spirit came into about 1.4 million years ago, and that's how it's going to look. So it'll be the updated version that we have right now, exact same thing. And this planet will be exactly the way it looks right now here, and it will be that way every day that you live. So whatever clearing you've had in the past or one that you have in the future, after you do the clearing, you want to go on and type that clearing in, and the light ship will transfer that energy from here to there. It'll still be here for you to use, so you're going to feel better about it, but you're kind of like having a savings account, we'll say, as you're being saved, okay? And the saving of yourself will now be placed onto the new planet of light. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Ron, maybe you can describe what will happen to the part of us that is still here in relation to the clearings that we've had here. We talked about that earlier
today.
Okay, so
the part of you that had the clearing will not change. You're still going to have a clearing here. It will affect your body. But over there, you're restoring yourself, and they're bringing you back into pure light. So initially, if you had enough clearings, saying it differently, if you had all the negativity taken out of you, and maybe you only had one clearing that took everything out, let's just look at it that way, then you would be over there pure light, and you would be living on a planet of light, 100% light. And then you can say, I don't want to be here any longer. Now, ascension time will still come, and that planet will go through the ascension process just like this one here will. But what is not absorbed, you know, back into the light will probably end up being terminated because it's darkness. Like I said, everything on this planet that you look at now has been infiltrated by darkness. It was never created by light. Initially, it would have been. But the darkness took it over with all the mind control stuff. This is why the United States of America's government, military, underground, the people that do time traveling, the founding fathers that have traveled through time to create what we have now here, back then in the 1700s with the Constitution initially, wanted this place to be a safe haven, and they knew what's going to be happening. As we use hindsight, we can see why they did this. And also the hindsight is from the time travelers from the future, knowing that if they didn't come back here to fight the aliens, we would not be here this moment as I speak. This planet would have been taken over probably about 2.5 months ago. It would not exist. It would all be in darkness. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I heard a beep. Ron, is somebody on the line? Anybody out there? Okay. All right, so just going back a step, Ron, Rick has a question. I think Rick is a new listener, so he's asking what the process is of clearing, or he's wondering what is wrong with us, what do you see is wrong with us, and what is the process of these clearings that you're talking about? So just some basic information for
okay,
Rick and anyone else.
Okay, the basic information is that your ancestors, going back 2,000 years ago, knowing the teachings of Jesus, if they understood that at that time, and if Jesus were to actually talk to them, he had 12 lifetimes running on this planet. So he went to many, many cultures, teaching that you have to get rid of your judgment in your body before you conceive a child. And that's basically what it is. So everybody on this planet has had 2,000 years of judgment release. But we all know that nobody listened to him, basically. So now you have a load of DNA in you stored in judgment from your ancestors going back past Jesus' time, okay, probably going back 50 to 100,000 years. So you are living all these lifetimes of judgment stored in your body. And you have to get that out of you to do the ascension for the light to be able to take your body off this planet. So the clearings that we have on the website are there to get rid of judgment from you. And the judgment is what's going to kill you eventually. And that's why every practitioner who, in a sense, knows what they're talking about will tell you that your judgments, your emotions will kill you. And that is true because it's blocked energy. And if it doesn't get you when you're 15 years of age, by the time you get over 60, you're going to probably start finding your body falling apart, and you're not going to live past 100. That's fact, okay? So basically, that's the way it is. So you need to get rid of the stored judgment to have a better life here. And that judgment in you is darkness. And the darkness is how the mind control energy of the aliens came to you and allowed you to have duality in your life as opposed to being in peace in your heart center. So light is strictly peace. And like I said, in all the programs, the light never channels through anybody. So when you go to the different events, the expos, or you see somebody with a sign up doing psychic readings and they say they're channeling angels, they are channeling the light of the darkness because the light cannot channel through anybody because it would be in judgment. The light doesn't judge, and it's strictly peace energy. So that's another trick that the dark side has done here to people, thinking that you're more spiritual because you can channel, thinking that because you get voices inside of your head, that's the energy of the divine talking to you, thinking that you can connect to source energy. All that is the darkness talking to you through the cloned energy of light called the light of the darkness. So the main thing is you need to clean yourself out, just like if you're talking to Jesus right now, 2,000 years ago, he would say, well, I'm doing clearings for you to get rid of the sins in your body. That's what he was killed for, to save you from your sins. Okay, so the dark side, the Space Brothers, the Galactic Federation, there's different names for that. The aliens out there that still live in duality because we know about them, actually killed him because they needed us for their food source and they didn't want him to go any further to get people off this planet. That's the bottom line. So you have to get stuff out of your body to live a better life here. And if you happen to get enough of it out, then you can do the ascension. But right now we're at the tail end of it. So for somebody who's just listening to the program for the first time, I could see even old-time listeners could say, you know, that really isn't fair. How can all of a sudden I have to clear all this stuff out of me, and I may only have a few days or years to do this, and, you know, well, it's not the fault of the lightship. It's the fault of your ancestors not understanding the simple teachings of Jesus to clean out your densities out of your body. And most masters out there, people that were still in the light of the darkness, coming to people, talking to them, knew about this, and it was always there in hidden truths or talked about that you have to clean out your body to get out of judgment. And they use the word oneness for that sometimes, because in order to be connected to your spirit, which would be oneness with yourself, that's what you need to do. So you have to do that mind-to-heart drop to get the energy inside of your body with your spirit. And so just being heart-centered is baby steps. That's like preschool, not even kindergarten yet. Everybody should be going to their heart daily. But then you have to integrate your spirit energy with your body, all the cells of your body. Well, your spirit's not going to want to come into judgment and negativity and darkness and alien agendas and implants attached to you. You have to clean it out of yourself in order to have your body have the Immaculate Conception. That's what a baby has. A baby is pure until it gets stuck into mind energy, yes, no, stop, go, which is what your parents teach you. So that's kind of the process. You need to clean your body out. This is not news to anybody listening, because you know that this is true because you're still stuck here. And the mind will never let you leave here because the mind's attached to the aliens. You're never going to have a question answered from the light in your mind, because the aliens don't want you to leave you. They'll keep giving you more and more questions and more answers, so you have a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the more you look, the more questions you're going to be having come to you as you do more research on it. It's just a big trap, and you can never get out of that trap. The only way to get out of it is to drop to your heart. And then if you want to help your spirit and your body, then you need to have clearings done to do so. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So hopefully, I think you understand what I'm talking about. But back to you, Carrie.
Okay. My fast chat just blinked away for a sec here, but I know somebody was saying that they haven't kept track of the clearings they've done. So for those of us who maybe have done a bunch of them and haven't written them all down, how do we go about using this new clearing if we don't remember every single one that we've done?
Then you better go into a PayPal link and check it out or find out what it is. You know, don't ask
okay.
me, because I won't be able to help you.
Okay.
It's your responsibility to know what kind of clearings you've had in the past.
Yeah, okay.
Don't even come to me and ask me.
No, okay.
Don't even bother asking me, because I don't have the time to research or even look at that. That's
right.
My responsibility to know what you had. And hopefully you got the unlimited clearing so that you can keep current with the few of the clearings that you desperately need to have. One of those is the emotional one, and probably even the mental unlimited, so that you can become more centered and have this stuff taken off of you. So that's kind of the bottom line. You need to know what you had. But check your records. You have records, I'm sure, someplace, whether it's a checkbook if you send checks, or, you know, just go back, just figure out what you had. Just take some time to do that. It'll come to you. Look at the list of clearings. You can check them out to see which ones you've had. It's not a hard thing to do. That's your responsibility, not mine. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Shannon is asking, I guess in reference to this new clearing that you're talking about, what about conference call clearing? So when we're on the conference calls and maybe the Sunday intensives and so forth, when the alien stuff is taken out of us, the parasitic life form, so you would just put down 8-hour intensives on there, or conference calls or whatever, and that would count, right?
That would count, yeah. Yep, that would count. And if you know the dates, that'd be good too. If you don't, just put those down, and the lightship will look that information up for you for those.
Okay.
So that's kind of the way that works. So the 8-hour calls would do that, because they know that you're up there doing these calls. So the dates may not be necessary, but one date might help.
Okay.
Because as you get yourself put back together again from all these clearings, each time you have a clearing, a piece of you gets returned back to you, if not more than one piece, okay? And you want to get that transferred from this corrupted Earth planet that's just a hologram created by the aliens to hold you here, and you'll be taken to light. You're not going to be, it'll be a transfer of that light to a light planet, but you're still going to have light here to help yourself. So don't think that you're giving yourself away. You're going to have it in both places. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Cammie is asking, I guess, about the aliens. Do they read our thoughts and send them over to other cloned Earths, corrupting our timeline with what you call the dung pile?
Yeah. So if you're living on a... that's a very good question. I'll go a little different on this here. So you're living a life, right, on 1,000 timelines. And the little piece of light of you is there because they have to use your light to energize your body, and the body's created from the dung pile. So now naturally, if you're living there, you probably have to go to the bathroom, okay? This may sound a little bit gross, but what comes out of you still has light in it. So they collect all of that, and they put that to the dung pile to reuse to create new life forms. Remember, they can create life forms out of light. They don't need to just create you. So this is their source of light. This is what they have in this big dung pile, okay? And this is the way it works. So they use that, and that's the light of the darkness, okay? Now you may get a clip. Now this may open your eyes up. That is the light of the darkness, how they create, how they make stuff look like light, because it is light that they're using, but the light has been so altered that it's not recognizable, but it still has light in it. And so that's the way it works. So they're using light to create the light of the darkness, but that light is not salvageable. So I was planning to look at that. This has been going on for maybe a week now, and I can't terminate it. The light ship had it in observation for quite a while, this last week, maybe even before that, but my awareness just came to it. And we cannot terminate it because it would destroy everything on this planet and elsewhere, because if you got rid of that, it would also go to you, and anything that's corrupted in you of darkness would be taken away, and what would be left? You know, as you're looking at stuff around you, all these energies that you look at was created by thought, and the thought energy is corrupted into darkness. More recently, if you've noticed, a lot of the trees in the last, since we came back from New York, in fact, since the last expo, we'll just say at the end of November, typically, a lot of stuff now has changed, and the trees are not looking too healthy any longer. And that's because the Earth Spirit pulled out of here, and there's placeholders here. So if you look at the trees, typically, or anything around you, it's beginning to look like more plastic because the light is being taken away from the planet. Why is that? We're in ascension time. We've been in that for quite a while. This is one of the steps in order for the Earth Spirit to collect itself. Remember, it came back here 2,000 years ago to do this den over again, to live in darkness. It didn't want to do that, but it wanted to save humanity. It figured that humanity would catch on to the teachings of Jesus, and everybody would work for 2,000 years so they could all ascend on this planet. Okay, that was the mindset, we'll say, of the Earth Spirit. So it gave of itself, it sacrificed itself for 2,000 years, the Earth Spirit, so that you could do the ascension this time. And as we know, that the Earth Spirit was down to about 3%. That's how low it got by people bringing in aliens here by their spiritual practices and whatever else they're doing, their shamanism, whatever they're doing outside of themselves, brought in aliens here, which really harmed the Earth Spirit. It was never, ever this low at 3%. In its whole history of being here. So everything is now changing, and it is pulling out of the Earth, and it's now going to have its energy stored in a planet of light, identical to this one. And so you have that same opportunity yourself to do this. And it's up to you to choose to do this. Now, you might say, what's going to happen to the people who can't hear this radio program, who doesn't know about me or whatever else? Well, I know that I was in Africa teaching people about this here, so they have the information 2,000 years ago. Whether or not they know it now, that's not my responsibility. We have the Internet, and it's up to the people listening to contact everybody around to tell them about what's happening at Ascension Time. So I'm doing all that I can do, but it's up to everybody listening to do their part too. And like I said, if everybody became mind, took the mind energy and put it into their heart and became heart-centered, if you did that for a couple of days, everybody on this planet, this whole planet would turn around on a dime. It would be out of judgment. The bodies may not ascend, but the aliens cannot attach to anybody here if you were in true source energy with your spirit and your heart. So you can say, well, gee, that sounds pretty simple. Well, tell all your friends to do that. Drop into your heart. Have them do it 20 times a day when they're awake, and you can see the whole planet change here. Simple as that. So you have to get rid of the mind energy. The mind energy is the alien. They brought mind here, which is duality. And duality is actually, they just looked at, you have to look at it. People chose to challenge the light. People chose to judge the light because everything was too good. They wanted to have a physical effect which gave them emotion so that they could feel more aliveness or something, whatever that was. I don't know what it was, but whatever people chose to do, that's where they are now. And now you have to choose to get back into the light, and this is the process. So it's up to everybody listening to tell their friends that they need to do some clearings, that they need to have the body do the ascension, or if they just want to have a better life. You know, if you forget about ascension, you know, if you want to live better, get an emotional clearing. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Become happy again. Get rid of your baggage. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Alan is asking about the new Earth. So maybe you can just reiterate a little bit of what you said. The question, I think, there's a few typos in here, I think, Alan, so I'm just going to read as though the way I'm seeing it, and it's just, does the new Earth protect us from mind energy on it?
There's no mind energy on the new Earth, no, none whatsoever. It's light.
Right.
It's pure source energy where this planet is supposed to be, and that's what it is. And are you going to be able to live there? You might be able to see glimpses of that as it gets superimposed over what you have here as you're in two places at one time. So you might look at a tree, and the tree might look completely different to you because there's light in the tree. Whereas if you're in darkness here, the tree may look kind of depleted of energy. So this is up to you. As you regain more of your spiritual essence of light, you're going to be able to have more sensations, more experiences here of light, and be able to sense and see more light. But don't plan on just thinking that you're going to go there and hang out, because it's not designed for that. It's to hold your space here, because you're living here. You chose to come here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and on that topic of choice, Ron, O is saying, CLS allowed ET corruption, don't put it all on us. So maybe you can explain how... We were all created on the Creation Light ship, and then we went off to our home base energy, and there's probably some of you who haven't heard what that is. I don't know if you want to explain that, Ron. But then we went off into our different locations where we had incarnations, but the light ship isn't here
all
the time.
The light ship never goes to any of its creations. It only comes for ascension.
Right. So
between
maybe
the ascension times is your free will, free choice to do what you want to do. So remember, the light allows you to have darkness. It allows you to go to churches. It allows you to do harm to people. It allows you to have mind energy. It allows you to shake hands with aliens that are corrupting you. It allows all of this stuff because you chose that. Now, unfortunately, some people are getting awakened and they don't want to have this happen to them any longer. But it's still your choice. The light ship did not condone any of the alien stuff, but they cannot help it if it happens to you and you have chose that, because actually everybody has chose where they are right now. But if you want to get out of that, this is the way to do that. So it's not the light ship's fault that you're here on this planet. It's because you came here. And it's not the light ship's fault that aliens are corrupting this planet. You might look at your neighbor and say, why are you going to church tomorrow to pray to aliens? Okay, it's their fault. They're bringing this stuff in here, which is corrupting you. Nothing to do with the light ship. Light appears for ascension, to take people away from this place and everything else in the universe of light. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so there's some questions about what the new clearing is called. So it doesn't really have a name yet. It's just in the throes of being put together. So as
soon
as it has a name,
I'm going to have it on the login. It'll be on the login page, so that when you do a clearing, you can go back to that page and click on it, and from there you're able to take that clearing, that energy that brought more light to you because you got rid of densities from the clearing. And that will be transferred into the Earth planet of light that is created, okay, with no darkness on it.
Okay, so there's a few comments on here. BBS, if you're listening, apparently the call-in number to listen on the phone line isn't working. There's a few people trying to listen to the show, and they can't get through. And then there's also somebody saying that they're trying to just call in as a caller, and they're not able to get in. So it sounds like the phone lines are down. So BBS, if you're listening, if you could type something in and let us know if you can fix that before the end of the show, that would be great. And I'm just clicking on the fast chat to refresh. I'm sorry, one more time?
I'll be fixing it now. I got to restart it.
Okay, great. All right, so BBS is going to work on the phone lines right now. So that should be fixed in a second. Thank you very much. Okay. Ariel is saying, have been following CLS for 3 to 4 years, and it is all coming together. So that's good to hear. Thank you, Ariel. Let's see. Please write in the name of the clearing. Okay, blah, 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 blah. I'm looking for more questions. Okay. Stephanie has a question. If my neighbor goes to church and it harms me, my free will is being violated, right?
Yeah, that's correct. They might maybe inviting aliens to their house. You never know. They're connected to the aliens. So, yeah, your neighbor is violating your free will, free choice by their spiritual practices. Much like when you get email sent to you, and I get them off and on because I'm on email lists from other practitioners who go to expos, and I get all the world peace meditation ones and the 11-11-11 ones and the 10-10-10 ones, whatever they have, I get sent an email for everybody to come on board. For millions of people, they say, to do these mass meditations. Yeah, they are infringing upon my free will, free choice, making it worse for me and you, listeners out here, because they are bringing in darkness to your reality here. Like I said, everybody who does these spiritual practices, the channeling, bringing in aliens, talking to aliens, doing world peace meditations, anything outside of yourself, remember, this is the key, anything outside of yourself that you connect to is going to be of darkness. Because light is already with you. If everybody were just to understand that simple teaching, that's what Jesus taught. Very simple. Don't go outside of yourself. And somehow people never understood that. And how much more simplistic can that be stated? So anybody who's going outside of themselves, doing all this other crap, is connecting to aliens. And that's taking away everybody's free will, free choice on this planet. And that's the bottom line. They're harming you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Nikki's asking, can we put an absentee person on the new Earth? So some of these clearings, some of the conference calls and so forth, you're doing. People are doing this as an absentee person, and maybe we've bought clearings for other people that don't even know that they've had a clearing with the light ship. So what about those people?
Yeah, as long as they're absentee, that's no problem. They're connected just like you would be. So no problem. I have a lot of people on the 8-hour calls that we have that are absentee. I have people absentee on the weekly $20 calls. Yeah. So yeah, it's no problem. You're up there. So you just want to take all the energy and shift it over to the planet of light. That's all. And this is like your savings account, we'll say. You're being saved, okay? So that's one way to look at it. Maybe you have a new lease on life there. You know, it's your retirement fund or whatever, you know. But this is where you can be restored into light. So that's, and it'll be safe there. It'll be light energy with light energy. And you will get the result coming back here as you have more clearings and as you start to have more spiritual integrity brought to you here, because those two energies will resonate to each other. Light will resonate to light. And then you're going to be able to see more light. Right now you're just seeing the holograms, and you know that by doing the clone healings. If you haven't been on the clone call on Monday, you're really missing out on life here, because that is your life, getting the clones out of you. And that's the whole process. And as you see clones walking around and stuff around in your house, you know that it's not real. You're viewing a hologram. So on the planet of light, everything that you look at right now is there physically, just like it is here. But it's created from light, not of the light of the darkness. So it wasn't created from mind. It's created from light. And that's the difference. Remember, the darkness, the light of the darkness cloned the light. They copied how the light works. So this is the same process, we'll say, in reverse again, bringing everything back into pure light energy. And you can bring yourself back, and you may not look like you are there. Maybe you only have a toe there, but the toe will start to grow. And it will be, you know, bringing light back to you as you get rid of darkness out of you. And the light should collect the part of you from the darkness that created your body, the clone body, and take it to the other planet of light where you can be there recreating your body. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I don't know if that long beep was a beep from a caller. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Yes. Hi, how you doing, Carrie and Ron?
Doing good. How are you?
Yes, I called yesterday. I had another question. So this three-dimensional world, what we're living in is an illusion, basically.
Yeah, that is correct. It's a copy. It was light initially, and the darkness took it over and brought us into timelines. And they created maybe millions of Earths like this one here and have you experience life there so they can collect your energy from you. And they control you through mind energy. So, yeah, this would be a hologram. And if you've been on the Monday calls, and if you haven't, I would get on one of them, and you will notice that you are real for a short amount of time. Your body is real as it's brought back here. And then at some point, you become unreal, and you become a clone again. And I would say clones probably come in and out of everybody probably every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So this is why your thoughts change, your actions change. As you do a different task, a new clone comes into you to do that task. And some clones are very, very stupid, and some are smart. So you could use a system of the darkness and only request intelligent clones. You get a dumb one, say, up, get out of here, I want a new clone. And they can do that for you more than likely because it's a program. Just like you change programs and do keystrokes on your computer. But they attach to you through your emotions. Remember, the dark side gave you emotions. They gave you duality. Duality is judging the light. Everything was perfect, and they wanted to judge the light to make it unperfect. Okay? And when it became corrupted, then that's where you live now. So does that help you, Michael?
Yeah.
You are living a reality of clones and living parallel lifetimes and living the consciousness of darkness, according to what they wish to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a program, many programs, and there's probably programs running those programs, and there's programs running the aliens that are programmed to control you through your program. So remember, as above, so below. So when people talk about the aliens out there coming to save us, etc., they're programmed, too, because you're seeing them. They're running a program, saying how good they are. If they were light, you would not see them at all.
But they do fabricate the light, right?
Yeah, they imposter the light, yes, and they fabricate it, yes, uh-huh.
Right.
So they clone the light.
Yep.
And to the regular, to the mind energy, remember, you use the mind. So the mind, using the darkness of the mind to look at the darkness creations and try to ask the mind to validate if this is darkness or not. Of course, the mind's not going to tell you this is darkness and it's not of the light. It'll lie to you every time. And then it'll put you on a self-fulfilling prophecy to search out for light. And all they know about is light of the darkness. So they'll never take you to the right thing in the mind because the mind's a darkness. So the mind is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever you think is real, it's going to happen, and it is real. It always is real.
But it's actually an illusion of real.
Yeah, it is an illusion because light has no judgments. Light has no thoughts. And so when you get these people talking about aliens and stuff, and the aliens are talking to you, that's just another mind energy talking, coming as an alien. And anything that has communication and judgment, you know, naturally, if you've read a book, you know, channeled by somebody, and it's all very nice things in it, that's still the darkness talking to you, even though the words might sound great and appealing to you. That's still darkness communicating with you. The light does not communicate whatsoever. The light has no words because words are darkness. Words are created from judgment. Right. That's why we have a natal chart clearing on the website.
Yeah, I went on the website, and I've been listening to you, like I said, for about 2 months, and I'm going to go on that conference call Monday. But I processed with my heart, and I can see that you're... this is where I need to be. I'll let somebody else call in. I thank you very much, and you both have a wonderful evening.
Okay,
thank
you,
Michael.
Too. Thank you, Michael, for calling. So, if you notice the teachings here that we have, it's not a philosophy. It's just to be and to know who you are, and not go outside of yourself to anything out there because it's going to be mind energy talking to you. Or connecting you to the aliens and the darkness. That's the bottom. That's the teachings of Jesus, the bottom line. It's very, very simple. And all you have to do is talk to anybody who doesn't understand what we're talking about and just tell them that. It's very, very simple. And that's the whole process, you know. People have misunderstood those simple teachings for thousands of years, you know. And just think, what happened to you before Jesus came 2,000 years before that, 4,000 years ago? What came into your ancestors' reality to keep them from ascending? Because when they didn't ascend, they created another lineage, and you're now attached to that. So your ancestors 4,000 years ago basically created you. And so it's their fault that you're here. Nothing to do with you. Just that as you become more conscious, if you miss this ascension, then I can guarantee and tell you it is your fault for not cleaning yourself out because you're the bottom line right now. But going back 4,000 years ago, it's their fault. And going back another 2,000 years before that, then it's their fault. Okay? So the fault, we'll say, if there is any judgment there, resides in the people that do not understand about ascension and coming back into light, to get yourself away from the darkness energies of the mind, to go to the heart. Teachings are very, very simple. So now you're at an ascension point again. How many have you lost? How many ancestors took the wrong path, okay? The path of duality. It's up to you to get the path of non-judgment. That's what Jesus talked about. It's very, very simple. So you're the last buck. The buck stops with you. What are you going to do about it? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm back a couple of pages on the fast chat here, and so Sue is asking, what are the best clearings for ascension? And your answer needs to be divided in two, of course, Ron, because we have a body and we have a spirit. So maybe you can do spirit first and then address the body, which is a little more complicated.
Yeah, well, that can... all I can tell you is that if you want to get out of here, when you don't care about your body, and you don't want to have your spirit put in a meat grinder and be distributed into, you know, billions of pieces in the dark side universes, then do the spirit barcode. At least the light will look for you at ascension time. Remember, the light only comes when it does the ascension, when it turns out the universe of light, then it looks for light that is here, okay? And if you're not here and you're taken sideways into another parallel lifetime, which they do all the time for you anyway, this is nothing new to you to know about, because you're doing that in your dream state. You're out there playing parallel lives, playing those games with the darkness. So you need to be recognized that you are light. The light doesn't judge. It just looks for light. That's all. If you're not here, you know, you're lost. So that's the whole process why we're putting this new clearing up. It's not really a clearing. It's a way that you can connect yourself and start collecting your pieces into the planet of Earth, which is 100% light. But, you know, do the spirit barcode. From there, whatever, you know, you start off with the emotional clearing to make a better life. So look at your life here. How's your life? What's your issues, okay? And the issues that people have, you have to get your emotional whole lifetime done. And then you get the unlimited after that so you can stay current with it. Why fall back into darkness? Why have people push your buttons? That's your DNA, that store that comes up and it gets resurfaced from a long time ago. Remember, everything works in the now. So in this lifetime, you're living the now of this lifetime. You want to clear out that now so that you're clean. And I would say, you know, the mental clearing, whole lifetime, these are all whole lifetime clearings. If you want to get your twin flame connection, you can do that. You can do the sensory clearing, which is your past life emotions, because you want to get those out. So at least you can have some of those, that DNA strand or strands of you cleaned out, so you don't have emotions that people can push your buttons with. I'm not saying it's going to get rid of all of them, but it will help you. And then do the 4-in-1 where you have your twin flame and your home base energy with you, and then you get taken out of the karma situation. So that's the main thing, is to do that. And then from there, I got tons of clearings on the website, only because humanity is so screwed up here. You know, people keep saying, Ron, can you do a clearing for this? I got this issue, you know. I've been attacked sexually when I was 14. I need a clearing for that. So I put up a sexual clearing to get that stuff off. People say, man, I had an abortion. I feel guilty about that, the women, or even the men, because they got involved with that. So I got a clearing on that for women and men for $50, so you can clear out stuff for an abortion. Remember, these are all issues. You know, there's all different types. The list is very, very long. You know, maybe you have self-sabotage. That's an issue. Remember, the light never gave you these things. Your ancestors gave them to you. So how many clearings do you need? How much better do you want to feel? But you need to start somewhere. And we do have recommended lists on the website in the top drop-down box. But the whole thing is getting rid of your stuff, your baggage, your judgment. That's what the clearings are for. So to me, it's just very simple, you know. You're corrupted, and you want to get rid of the corruption out of you. You want to get rid of the darkness. How much darkness do you want to get out? That's your choice. It's nothing to do with me, you know. But those clearings will help to give you a better life. So it's really hard for me to say what everybody needs, but that's where you got to start. So I would do those clearings first. And, you know, I can go on and on about what other people have say has helped them a lot. You know, people talk about having the grid line released so that you can at least move around and get rid of that stuff. But the main ones are those, the main things, the mental body, the emotional body, the sensory clearing, and then the 4-in-1. That's what I started off with initially, and those are very, very powerful clearings. You need more? Very possibly. How corrupted was your parents? Look at your parents and see what their issues are, because they're in you too. May not be surfacing in you. If you know your grandparents, that's probably what's surfacing in you more, is what your grandparents' issues were, because you're mirroring back to your parents the issues from your grandparents. But aside from that, where are you with issues? You should be able to see everything on TV, every movie that you watch, every conversation, and those energies when you watch the movies or hear words should have no effect on you. Absolutely no effect. You should be able to watch anything on TV a robbery, somebody being killed or whatever, and it should not even affect you. If it affects you, that means that the emotions inside of you are reacting to that, which means you have judgment there. So for myself, I watch movies just to see what's going on. I don't respond to anything because I just watch it as information to see what I need to do to help people. But I don't jerk around or anything else in movies. Sometimes some of the alien ones kind of freak me out sometimes. And I know that I got to go after those alien groups because there's something there that my body doesn't like. But other than that, I don't respond to anything. I just live life in the moment. When you're in the moment, you're out of judgment. So that's it. But how much do you need? I can't tell you. I'm sure that if I talk to everybody here right now, and I said, read the list of clearings on the website, and you go, oh, man, it's a long list. And you read all of them, and you say, Ron, but I need this one. It's not on there. Okay? And I might have 100 more clearings to add. It's not my fault or problem that maybe I'm not covering enough clearings on there. That's why I made the special clearing. So I'm getting tired of doing all these clearings, writing them down, and kind of, you know, we haven't got definitions for most of them because the name of the clearing normally will satisfy that. But, you know, I didn't want to put these many clearings up. I only had four to start off with here. So the corruption of people here is what's making those clearings on the website. So if you read it and you start freaking out, going, oh, man, there's too much here to do, well, that's not my problem. It's what people need. So that's the bottom line. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just to sum up, if you want to get your spirit out of here, do the spirit barcode removal, and I would recommend that you get the unlimited on that and do it about once a month. These aliens are pretty tricky. They know ascension is coming, and they may slam it back on, so just keep current on that. If you want to do your body, go through the list. You know, do the recommended ones first, and then go through the list and see, like Ron was saying, just find what pushes your buttons, what rings true to you, what other ones you may want to have, and just gradually work your way through them in order of what you feel is most important for you. One that will help everybody no matter what, and is a good one to just keep going all the time. If the timeline crashes, you'll be helping yourself and thousands of other people who may not hear about Ron or this information. And then when it comes out, the clone clearing is going to be a great one for your body because it will get your stolen parts of your spirit and your physical body back to you, allowing your body more of a chance to get out of here if that is one of your goals. There are also the free ones on Ron's website, which help. Primarily, they help with getting disengaged from the mind control, and I'm just trying to bring the website up right now. There's the gray skies clearing that takes out the aliens that are up in the sky. Let me just quickly try and get the... No, I can't get the website up in time, but you guys know the free ones. There's the 2,000-year barcode. If you want to tell other people about Ron's information and they're not very receptive, just put their name in that free clearing. Okay, I've got it up here. Be here now to help you be in the moment. When you're in the moment, you're not going to be having emotions, so you're not going to be generating new timelines yourself, which is... obviously really important. The satellite timeline crash gets rid of the satellites that are up in the sky that are transmitting mind control information to us and controlling us. The gray skies, I think I just mentioned that one, the 2,000-year barcode. I have found that really, really helpful when trying to explain this information to friends. Do that one first before you open your mouth about CLS information. The alien head implants, that's the stuff that receives the satellite transmissions. The alien oxygen code removal, that will clean the air that you're breathing and bring oxygen to you that is from the light ship. And then the alien tracking barcode, that one kind of speaks for itself. So, you know, run all those as much as you want and then do start working on the paid ones, the recommended ones first, and add in the timeline crashes and the clone one that will be coming up soon. So that would be what I would say about all that, Ron. It's the top of the hour already. I can't believe we've done an hour here.
Yeah, it goes by very quickly. So that's the bottom line. How much misery do you want to hang on to? because you know that you're all stuck here. You know that your life is not the way it should be. You know that you're holding judgment, and the judgment is creating your reality. And, you know, at some point, you know, you have to look at and wonder where you are and how to get out of this situation. Because buying something new, something more to satisfy your ego or whatever is not going to get you out of the situation. It's working on yourself and getting rid of the judgments. And, you know, if we had 10,000 years here in place of, you know, really quickly, maybe a year or two or less or whatever, what I would tell you all to do if you had a long lifetime is to go hang out at the shopping mall. Won't cost you any money whatsoever. So for those of you out there who say, I don't have any money, then go to the shopping mall and just start judging people. Do it continuously. Go there the whole day from opening to closing. Or do it on your day off and judge people and start releasing out of your body the judgments. Like I said, it might take you 10,000 years to do, but aside from that, you know, it is free, and you can do that yourself. Because you have to release the judgment some way. Because the light ship can do it instantly, and you probably don't have that availability to do that quickly because you're living in mind energy. The mind energy will never heal you. You can buy all the books you want created from mind. And it'll only put you more into that trap. So take all your books. If you want them, that's good. If, remember, they're still working against you but just by having them on your shelf because those words have keywords in them drawing the aliens into that book and going into your place. So you may want to clean the books with some clearings on the website, possibly. But, you know, the books themselves that you may have are going to be attached to the aliens, to the mind energy, through the words of how they get you. Remember, in the silence where light is, in non-judgment is the truth, is source energy. It's not in words. That's why when you go to your heart center, drop into your heart when you're in peace, you have no words because you have no tracking devices connected to you with the keywords and the different alphabet words and letters that attach themselves to you. Remember, in the silence is source energy in your heart. And the mind energy is the mind chatter and the consciousness to abduct you, control you, and everything else. And that's the basic teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. Every book that you have, you're going outside of yourself. And you're getting hooked up. So, I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a good evening, everybody. See you later. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.